For those first years, we always went to the cousins for Thanksgiving. Their old shadowy house was hidden back at the end of a long road that died, rising into a cliff. And there was an adventure of rocks and wild outcroppings in their yard. The house, as we entered, was packed warm with cooking. The perfumes of turkey and stuffing and pie seemed to huddle in their own fragrant corners of the different rooms. The older cousins played a complicated game in the basement, but at 4 or 5 years old myself, I was happy just to wander freely in the freshly strange house. When mealtime came, I would be pushed along toward the children's table. We all had plates with a different colorful picture of a pilgrim or a turkey or some little woodsy scene. And the first thing I did when my plate arrived was scrape the center free so I could see whatever fairy tale image was there inscribed. My parents and uncles and aunts sat at the big table, their legs buried in the furling golden tablecloth. And while the meal was consumed, all conversation ceased, and a kind of earthy bedlam rose. I listened to the swashbuckling silverware, the slow-seeming tick and tock of the ornate grandfather clock in the hall. In those first Thanksgivings at the cousins, there was a peaceful reliance on canned and powdered goods. Our gravy began as a brown dust poured from an envelope. The potatoes started out as shimmeringly milky discs in a big box that felt empty even when it was full. The Thanksgivings with the cousins came to an end when I was 12 or so. We started up a private family gathering. My parents, my brother and sister, a loose grandparent. But a sort of special dinner, all the same, was raised. A way of being together in a slightly more conscious way. A feeling that crept up from the brightness of the once-a-year tablecloth. To whisper, "This is your family. You are all here now, well and good, healthy and fine. And thank you for that. And thank you for this." And such thanks themselves, the idea of gratitude, is always itself so soft and fragile, and in part because it is so small and subtle and briefly there, a bright and yielding flicker in the trees. It is exceptionally beautiful and sweet, and I give thanks for that, and thanks for this, and thanks for whatever else has gone missing from my mind, somehow resting now, beyond recovery, deeply within my heart and body. And for that, especially, I give my thanks.